It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Late night TV talk host Conan O'Brien once joked that he hears Billy May's voice when he goes to sleep at night, yelling at him to buy something.
Hi, Billy Mays here with the Awesome Auger. Here with an amazing new product. You gotta see it to believe it. Here for the Handy Switch. For OxyClean, the stain specialist.
For the Hercules Hook.
For the original Quick Chop.
For Mighty Shine.
For the Vidalia Chop It.
And join the craze with me, Billy Mays.
No doubt many Americans felt that way about Billy Mays, the Pittsburgh area native who was arguably America's most popular television pitchman until his untimely death in 2009. Since then, Bill Mays Sr. has written a book called My Son Billy, A Father Remembers the Greatest Pitchman Ever. Billy Mays Sr., welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
I read that you said that writing this book was cathartic for you. Describe the process and how it perhaps has taken you from being filled with grief to perhaps a better place.
Well, it has. About a year after he died, he has come to me in a dream, and that's actually what inspired me to write the book. Since then, it has been a healing process for me. It's taken me 2 years to do this. He has given me signs along the way to actually guide me and made me feel a lot better.
And when you say that there were signs along the way, what specifically are you referring to?
Well, when I started writing this book, there was these little butterflies that would come. I was unloading wood one time, and the first time it happened, this little silver butterfly had was black, actually, with little white wings. It would come, sit there, and watch me for 15, 20 minutes, and I've never had that happen before. And another time out in Oakdale, where Billy used to go on 4th of July, so we was out there one day on the 4th of July where Billy sat, the same butterfly flew in and landed on the table, sitting there looking at us for a few minutes, and he flew away. And then the next time, when I was almost finished with the book, I was sitting in my garage with my helper. Here comes this butterfly flying in, and I stood up and I said to Sammy, I said, look, Sam, there's Billy. I've held my finger out, and the butterfly landed on my finger, and he's standing there looking at me. And Sammy jumped up and he said, wow, what was that? And I said, this has been happening all along.
And so you interpreted these signs,
yes.
Signs of what exactly?
Well, I thought it was signs of Billy letting me know what was going on.
People watching your son on television probably wonder where he acquired this gift for being a very effective spokesman for products and a very strong pitchman on television. Where did he learn to do this? What were some of the things that you saw about him growing up that indicated to you that this might be a line of work he would end up in?
Well, he started working for me in a trucking business at age 19. He was a salesman then. But he really actually got it in Atlantic City on the boardwalk. Some of his friends took him down to try it out. And at first, he didn't seem to like it, he said. But as the time went on, he actually perfected himself. And the first time you see him on TV, he was selling the little Washmatic thing to wash cars. And he was so quiet and backward, and he actually was shy. And he perfected the voice and his gift. I call it a gift, and he had a knack for doing that.
Now, when you said he was doing something on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, what was he doing?
He was selling gadgets, little knickknacks, houseware things, and for National Kitchen Products at that time. They sold Ginzu knives. There's little choppers, anything that they were selling at that time down there.
Did he have any problem getting people's attention?
No, I don't think he did at first. I'll tell you a little story about I was selling some books, and this little elderly lady came up to me, and she looked up and she said, are you Billy Mays' dad? And I said, yeah. She said, I'm going to tell you a little story about him. She said, when I came here, I used to buy things off of Billy that I didn't even need. That's how good he was.
So when did he get his first big break that landed him on television?
Well, he got that. He was in California, and Max Apple called him down to be on a Home Shopping Network because he had helped him at a home show one time, helped him with his microphones, and I guess Max never forgot it. And from then on, it was history. He went down to Florida, and they put him on selling the OxyClean and the Orange Glow, and it took off from there.
Was he a natural?
Yeah, he had that gift.
How much did he enjoy? Did he talk to you about the work that he did and whether he enjoyed it or not?
Yes, he actually did enjoy. He had more enjoyment crawling up the ladder than he did after he got there.
Why is that?
I don't know. It seems he was out amongst his friends in Billy was very competitive. You know, they were always had a competition going, who could sell the most, and he liked that.
Had it gotten to a point where it was more of a job for him?
Yeah, it did at the end. He just had so much responsibilities with everything that was going on. When you get so big, that's what happens.
What was it like for you to be sitting at home, presumably like the rest of us, watching cable television at 1 or 2 in the morning, and there's your son?
I was very proud to watch him come. You know, you'd see him on 7, 8, 10 times a day. He'd be on morning, noon, and night. He was an inspiration for even the pitchmen today. As I watch him today, the ones that are on there, they're trying to imitate him. So he must have done something really inspired them.
What do you think made him so good at it?
I think it was the competitiveness of him. He had a drive. He was very ambitious. He wanted to succeed.
We're talking with Billy Mays Sr. He is the author of the book, My Son Billy, A Father Remembers the Greatest Pitchman Ever. And it is about his son, Billy Mays Jr., who appeared on television as a very popular spokesman for a number of different products. 3 years ago, your son passed away. I'm curious what that day was like for you, particularly with regard to some of the misinformation that might have been coming out in the wake of your son's death. What has it been like for you to deal with that and to clear up some of the what appear to be misconceptions?
Well, that is the worst thing you'll ever have to go through when you lose one of your children. And then afterwards, when it came out, you know, the headlines were cocaine. He died of cocaine, and that wasn't the case at all. He had heart disease, same as I do. My father had it. My son, who is 1 year younger than Billy, has it. Billy died of a pulmonary embolism with a blockage, a blood clot that went to his brain. I have a pacemaker in me now for the last 4 years. And my son, the one younger than Billy, Gary, he has one. He's had it for over 10 years. Billy was always in such a hurry. He was always doing things, working. He really didn't take time to really take care of himself in that way. Heart disease doesn't make the headlines, so they had to come up with that. He took a lot of pain pills because the day that he died, he was going in the next morning for his third hip operation on the same hip, and that was weighing on him very much. So he had a hard time with it, and he is in a lot of pain.
Do you think that he might have lived longer had he slowed down?
I'm sure he would have, yes. Yeah. He was always in a hurry. The more he worked, the more he wanted to work.
Well, why was it so difficult for him to slow down, do you think?
When you get in that position, you know, you just build a big home in Florida, and he sold it. His wife wanted to move up into South Carolina, so he had to build another one up there, and it just seemed to snowball. He had a lot to take care of.
What would you say is the legacy of your son, Billy Mays Jr.?
I think he was the greatest pitchman you ever seen on TV, and he was very kind, generous. He'd give you the shirt off his back.
I asked you this earlier, but I just want to ask this question again. In the course of writing this book, how you've described it as being a cathartic process, how much has that helped you deal with the whole tragedy of your son's untimely death?
It has helped me a great deal because writing this book, he's with me all the time. I'm always thinking about it. I look at it, and he's there. So it's been great.
Do you think Pittsburgh takes a special pride in the fact that your son is from here?
Oh, yes. Billy loves Pittsburgh. Everywhere you go in Pittsburgh, they know Billy Mays.
The book is My Son Billy, A Father Remembers the Greatest Pitch Man Ever. It's about Billy Mays Jr. Our guest has been Billy Mays Sr. with us here in Studio A. Billy Mays Sr., thanks again for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Monday on Essential Pittsburgh, as Financial Literacy Month continues, we'll ask if it's safe to jump back into the stock market. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend.